Now, during that, while I was there, the first, that was in 1938, that was that big hurricane of 38. Where were you then?
I was in first grade or second grade or so, I forget.
But you remember
that? Oh, yes, my nurse was bringing me home from school in the afternoon when it hit.
Oh.
And it hit with a bomb, the trees were falling all around us.
Mm-hmm. So that was a very, very traumatic time. And I had, the summer before I left for Chicago, I had been a counselor at that tent, that school where I met Doug. But he wasn't there yet. I had been I forgot this part of it. When I finished business school that summer, I answered an ad in the New York Times for a secretary for a private school in Connecticut, in Madison, Connecticut. And I was just thrilled. And I answered the ad, and it turned out that the man who owned the school was an old friend of my father's. So when I came down for an interview, he greeted me with open arms, and I got the job as a secretary. And but pretty soon, he realized that with my training, and soon realized that I was better equipped to be a counselor because of my training. See, I already had my master's degree.
What was the school?
It was a school for emotionally disturbed children called the Grove School.
It's still there.
It's still there. But in the summertime, they had a camp, which they called Camp Madison, which they to which they admitted normal children because they wanted their children to mix with normal children, for one thing, and also it was added income for them. And so I was a counselor of the young girls, the youngest group.
Did you enjoy that?
Oh, I loved it. I used to come to the beach every day and read them stories. I had like a little nursery school. I had my own little building for them. And I lived in the girls' house, and I helped them dress and undress and took them to meals. And
how old were they?
They were from 4 to 6, something like that. You know, the really young ones. And then I went to Chicago. While I was in then in 38, the hurricane. So I wrote to the director and wanted to know what damage had been done there to the school because I was worried about it. It was right on the shore. And so that started our correspondence, and I guess he asked me if I wanted to come back.
Was there any damage done there?
Not to the school. But I remember maybe some trees. I asked if I could come back to be a counselor that summer because I was leaving Chicago. I was only in Chicago 1 year or 9 months. And that's when I went to...
And when you left this young man?
Yeah, that's when I... Yeah.
Very sad.
Mm-hmm. And that's when I met Duck. That second summer I was a counselor there. Is that possible? Maybe I was there 2 years before he came because we were married in 42. So I must have been in 40. So I must have been there for 2 years before I met him. So I was a counselor there again. And that was just for the summer, and I needed a job for the fall. So I wrote to my brother, my oldest brother, Goody, who was the head of the Worcester Foundation then, and he was doing, some of their research was done at the Worcester State Hospital. They were doing research on schizophrenics. And so he got me a job in the statistics department, believe it or not, my worst subject, as a statistician. But fortunately, it was all done. I used calculating machines, and I really didn't have to do too much figuring. Then I made charts. I learned how to use drafting materials to make charts, and I could do the work all right.
Where did you live?
I lived right in the hospital. And then in the summertime, and then that next summer, I went back to the Grove School, and that's when I met Doug.
Well, what was Doug doing there?
He was hired to be the tennis coach for the summer camp with a view of being a teacher there in the fall. At least they wanted to try him out in the summertime and see if they wanted him. to stay. And he came on the 4th of July. I was already there. And the head teacher said to me, "Oh, there's a very nice young man coming." She said, "You're going to like him. He's a psychologist." She said, "He's single. He's good looking." And she said, "Where did you meet him?" So he came on July 4th. And then he asked me to go out. And we went to the movies together. And then on August 3rd, he asked me to marry him. So I only knew him 1 month.
And you said yes.
And I said, "Let me think about it." And I thought about it for 1 day.